Uncommon Tourist.
All right, and welcome to another edition of Uncommon Tourist, the podcast. We have some very exciting news here in Barcelona. If you have been reading newspapers anywhere, online, in person, if you're old school like us, then you will be very familiar with the exciting news. But drumroll, please.
The Sagrada Familia is now officially the tallest church in the world.
Woohoo! Yay!
This is crazy, considering that, we tell people all the time, or they read in the news, or they're always asking, when is it going to be done? When is it going to be done? And as they say in Catalan, poc a poc, it's slowly being done. But yesterday, as of yesterday, it is officially the tallest church in the world. So we have gathered a couple of really interesting facts about the Sagrada Familia, how tall it is now. And just to give you some comparisons, give us a comparison, Angie.
Okay. La Sagrada Familia now is currently standing at 162.9 meters, which if you took six of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and assuming that you can get them all stacked up on top of one another
would
and they don't lean.
Diagonal?
Yeah, it would be kind of diagonal, but it would be about the same height as that.
Six of them. Oh, wow.
It also does make it a wee bit taller than the Hotel Arts down here in Barcelona, which is one of the two delightful towers near the Port Olimpico area. That stands at 154 meters, so we've surpassed that. In Lego bricks, it would be 203,000 Lego bricks stacked on top of one another.
That's impressive.
Which is pretty cool. And one of my favorite ones, it would be 81 giraffes stacked nose to hoof. Assuming that your average giraffe is 2 meters tall, which I think is an excellent fact. And I like how they quantify what an average giraffe is.
1 meter equals about 3 feet, more or less. 2 meters would be about 6 feet.
I think it's slightly more than, bit more than 6 feet. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So we need to check that one.
I think it would be very cool if we could actually see this in real life, but probably more relevant for the Catalan community, given their love for the human towers and the castellers, is that La Sagrada Familia now is the equivalent of 92. They say this, they call the average humans. So 92 average humans stacked on top of one another. Now, in this day and age, who knows what an average human looks like, but we're talking 1.77 meters, apparently, according to technology and the interweb. But 92 people stacked toe to head, I guess, would be the height of La Sagrada Familia right now. So all in all, it's very exciting, no matter what concept you look at.
I'm quickly pulling up what meters is in Imperial. And
it's many feet.
All right. It's 5.8 feet, which is interesting. 5.8 is the average.
So 5.8, if all of those, I'm below average. I am well below average even on a good day. But nevertheless, we trundle on. I like to think of the above and below the average level there being exceptional for other reasons.
This is a really exciting time. I think that there's a kind of a buzz in Barcelona as well that we have reached a milestone that now they can come, and when we show people the Sagrada Familia, we can now officially say this is the tallest church in the world. It's very cool.
Yes, well done to you, La Sagrada Familia. We're very proud of you.
So what else is going on in Barcelona in November?
Okay, well, kicking off the first weekend, two things happen on Sunday the 2nd November. First of all, it is free museum weekend. You can check out our blog to look at which of the museums you can get into for free across the city. But pretty much, there's a whole plethora of them that are available all day. Also, this particular Sunday, the 2nd of November, it's the Catarina's Parade. So it is happening on Les Ramblas, and it's an event that kind of brings together both Barcelona and Mexican traditions to celebrate life, memory, and creativity. So you're looking at essentially a parade and a march of people dressed in the Day of the Dead.
Día de los Muertos.
Día de los Muertos. In the makeup and the outfits. Actually, to participate in the parade itself, you have to register by email. So this is, we're not messing around here, people. This is no trick nor treat. Like, you have to be on full top game, but you can also come just dressed up and enjoy the parade and the atmosphere. So we put a link into the show notes, and like everything that we talk about today, you'll be able to find that in the show notes.
Can we go see a really cheap movie while you're in Barcelona?
you can go see a really cheap movie, which means you can afford to splash out for a nice dinner before or after. Just that's the trap on this one. But we do have the Fiesta del Cine, which runs from the 3rd to the 6th. And it's basically cheap cinema tickets.
I wonder if they're doing the Bruce Springsteen movie.
Yeah, I think it applies to all movies that are on at each of the theaters. It's happening across 40 different cinemas across Catalonia. I wasn't familiar that there was that many cinema places around Catalonia, but never mind, maybe I'm going to the smaller rural places too much. But yeah, you got 40 different cinemas, a lot of them based in Barcelona, €3.50, which I'll wager is a pretty good price for a ticket.
That's a darn good price, yeah.
I think as an adult now, it costs you nearly $15 to go to the movies.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Yeah.
And then you got drink and popcorn and all the other fun
things. No, please. Everyone knows you sneak in your own snacks to a movie.
She didn't say that, cinema.
Yes, I did, cinema people. So yeah, you can get into whatever movies you want.
I'm just wondering what Bruce Springsteen sounds like with a Spanish accent.
All right, yes. We'll see. Original version is also available in a lot of these places.
They actually do have some theaters that do original version, which is pretty cool.
So after you have walked with the dead and been to see a movie in the first weekend of the month, the second weekend of the month, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, two very cool things are happening. One is a market and one is a festival. So choose your weapon, or even better, go to one on one day and one on the other. But on the 7th, 8th, and 9th, you can go to a really super cool outdoor market that's happening at Torre Belgard, which is actually a Gaudí house. It's not one of his most known ones, but for those of us that love Gaudí and love his work, there's a little bit off of the tourist track, and we are big fans of this one. Actually built between 1900 and 1909, so clearly it was a little bit of his, like, I'm taking my time, this is not a priority project, but we're still very, very beautiful.
He was building the Sagrada Familia at the same time.
I mean, he's a busy man. He was building a lot of stuff. In that same time period, he was also building Casa Batlló and starting on Casa Milá, so we can give him some grace around his multitasking.
Fair enough.
But very cool. It's in the San Gervasi neighborhood of Barcelona, so a little bit out of the city center as well. Really beautiful area. And there you can have a collection of sort of small, more local artisan shops selling some fashion stuff, some beauty things, I think, and some little handcrafted gift ideas. And of course, because it's a festival and we're in Spain, there will be food trucks. Basically, we're going for that. But there's a selection of some local providers of food and drink there. However, but possibly overshadowing that on the same weekend is
the Coffee Awards.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. So coffee culture, I mean, it's a big deal around the world, but here, Barcelona, and a lot of the shops, if you drink coffee and are coffee snobs like us, that you
so professed. Basically, if you're one of us, you're coming to this festival.
Yes. So the Coffee Awards, because coffee culture has just exploded here in Barcelona, they now have the Coffee Awards. And at this, it is super cool because you buy a ticket. And Angie and I were doing the math on this, and we kind of figured out that the cost of the ticket is basically the cost of more or less 3 cups of coffee if you were out in just a regular cafe having coffee. But the cool thing about this is once you're in, you basically can drink all the coffee
it's
you
unlimited,
want.
It's unlimited, people. That- it is free-flowing coffee. Like, you got to go hydrated. You got to go well-slept because you can't rock up to this thing a little unhinged, because you are going to get seriously unhinged while you're there. This is our equivalent of seeking. This is like day drinking for us. We're not day drinkers, but this is going to be our poison.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. They have a selection of baristas and coffee roasters based both here in Barcelona and internationally. So this thing has really grown. So it's all based around things that were started here in Barcelona, but it has really spread out, and there's a lot of people coming from other parts of Europe and I think a little further afield as well. There will be a ton of coffee, and you can buy a full day ticket. So on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's running from 9 in the morning till 7 p.m.
More coffee, please.
I know. Who is drinking coffee after 2? Yeah. I can't. I personally can't, but I'm curious to see if there's any decafers there, like selling it under the table. They're like, oh my God, don't tell anyone, but here it is.
So still the $20 breaks down to $3 a cup. So
exactly. If you stay for the full day, then that works out well. Or you can also go for a morning or an afternoon slot. So you can go from 9 to 1:45, or I think from 2:15 through till 7. And that's less than $10 to do that ticket, which is amazing given that it's free coffee, unlimited cuppage. I don't know if they would rephrase it that way, but we'll go with it. But there's unlimited coffee. For sure, there's going to be an opportunity to buy the beans that you're getting as well. So if it's, if it's not roasters based here in the city, then go with cash. There's also going to be barbers and tarot card readings. And I love this one, tattoo artists who are also going to be there. So I can't think of anything better than like jacking yourself up on caffeine and then making a snap decision to get a tattoo.
To sit there.
Sure. Yeah. Like sit still. You're like, I'm trying. But actually, if you look on their social media from last year, some of these tattoo artists are phenomenal. And there is a guy that did like an entire filtered coffee process on someone's leg, and it's really, I mean, we're talking exceptional artwork. So yeah. I think that's a pretty good combination.
I love the dedication of putting coffee on your body.
Yeah, it's really cool. So that is one that we want you to check out the tickets for. If you're here in the city, whether you're a local or a visitor, get up there. We will be there. We're actually going to be there on Friday the 7th, pretty much all day. So you will find me shaking alone in the bathrooms at some point after 4 p.m. Please do stop by to say hi, bring me some carbohydrates, and yeah, we'll look forward to enjoying that one.
Cool. And the next thing we wanted to discuss is Loop Barcelona. Now, this is actually something that's come on my radar. I actually wasn't aware of it, and I'm bringing it to your attention because I am really kind of fascinated as far as what this group is doing. They believe that moving images, I guess most of us would call it video or just taking film, is very powerful. And I would agree with them. Absolutely, it is powerful. But now they have a festival dedicated to it. And this isn't just film as in like, oh, we're going to go see some international film about so-and-so subject. These are people who take, these are artists. They're artists and producers of film that take more edgy topics and they build semi-documentaries about it. And not only is it a festival to showcase some of the works that they've done, but they've also created a collection of these works as well. So Loop Barcelona is something that I'm going to be checking out because this is my first introduction to it. It isn't just film. They have galleries that get involved. They have artists. They have conservators that get involved, collectors, and a lot of different people from the arts scene here in Barcelona get involved in this. This year, the winner is from Barcelona, so apparently a lot of people send their video and their mini video documentaries or versions of just video shots to Barcelona to have it judged. And this year, a local Barcelona won it, which I guess kind of is kind of cheating, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. But either way, the point is I'm really interested in this, and hopefully in our next episode, I'll be able to give you a feedback on it because pretty cool.
Yeah, and what I think is really interesting and quite a privilege of living in a city like Barcelona is, whilst this might be new to us, this is the 23rd edition of this.
Dude, I mean, catch up. And
we like to consider ourselves on the pulse of the cool kids shit, but I think probably in this case, we have taken our finger off for a beat. But yeah, for sure, what is really nice about living in Barcelona is that there is an invitation to explore these things. Not just on an annual basis, because every month we go through and we find new things that we haven't yet experienced or things that are on our radar. What we try to do is really share things that we are personally interested in. As you may have, like, just rewind a little bit, refer back to coffee awards. But it's really trying to give you an insight into just the diversity that's here in the city as well. So, of course, we have also talked about some things that we don't attend ourselves. Any motor racing events, for example. But more and more, we really want to focus on the things that we are finding out for ourselves, we are taking the time to be curious about, and we invite you to as well. So the Loop, we will, can we stay in the Loop for that month? Where's the button?
I think it might be this one. Nope, not that one. Let's try this one. Nope.
No, you were right. There we go. In the Loop, people, in the Loop.
I'll go with that one.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, by the way, I put a note, a link to the program PDF. As I was reading through the PDF, I was also very interested in that they're showing different films in different parts of the city, in old buildings, Picasso museums, in hotels. The Soho Hotel is involved in this as well. So there's a variety of places that you'll get out and see different parts of Barcelona. It isn't just one central place, which I give a thumbs up to.
Thumbs up. All right, other things that we're giving things up to this month. First of all, just pretty much as this just a little seasonal treat, but pretty much all of the month of November, you will be able to get roasted sweet potatoes or boniatos and roasted chestnuts. All season long. Well, pretty much all November, but it's a very seasonal thing to have here in Catalonia. And it'll cost you, what, like $2 or something on the street? Very reasonably priced. Everything's all roasted for you. I would say that sometimes I've had people coming out on tour and they're very like, oh, but yeah, it's a street vendor on a corner wearing like a dark cloak. This seems a bit shady. I can assure you, having eaten plenty of these over many years, that they are hygienic, they're safe, they're good quality. I mean, use your discretion, of course, if you feel like the person is doing something that seems a little unsavory, like keep walking, you'll find another corner. But for the most part, I would say that these are all really good quality. And the smell of the burning wood is enough to make you want to eat one of the pieces of, it's incredible.
The way I go from my apartment into downtown, there's one that I pass every day and I just love it. I mean, it's just, it sets me in the season and it's just amazing. So yeah, don't be afraid of them. Walk up, get them. They're roasted. They're warm. Just peel the exterior shell off of it and there you go.
I feel like the people that work there must smell delicious. Like, I'm probably like, yeah, probably not for their families. They're like, oh, good, like burnt chestnuts again. But, oh man, I love it. All right. So that is one of the very seasonable things that you could also get if you wanted to take a snack when you go to watch the Christmas lights switch on. Hurrah! So that is happening here in November because we love capitalism. No, because the mayor is actually going out of town for a couple of days, as one does. And normally they switch it on the very last week of November, but this year they're switching it on Saturday the 22nd at 6:30.
That's influence.
I think that's awesome. I'm actually glad that he's not away from the end of October, though, because it's, Christmas is creeping up a little bit too early on most things. But here in Barcelona, yeah, Saturday the 22nd, one of my personal favorite locations to watch the Christmas light switch on, if this is your jam, is going down to where the road Arago meets Passage de Gracia, which is essentially in front of Casa Batlló. I will warn you that it tends to be very busy, so if the lights are switching on at 6:30, probably aim to get there about 5:45, 6 o'clock at the latest. But what you can end up doing is they sort of close the road a bit to traffic. And as all the lights come on and Passes de Gracia first, you get all of the joy of that. And then there's a few seconds, maybe sometimes up to like 20 second delay. And then all of Arago comes on as well. And it's all kind of over your head in the opposite direction. So it's just a really fun way of watching the city light up piece by piece.
And by the way, I want to thank you for that tip because I learned that from Angie and it's really cool. And so thank you.
Yeah, it's really cool. I really enjoy it. I think it's a really nice way to just, because also you get that feeling of like the city is slowly being turned on. Can I say that? Does that sound wrong?
Slowly sounds right.
It very somewhat sounds wrong. But if you're in any other area of the city, I'm sure wherever you'll be, the lights will look amazing. I will also tell you to look out for the moving wall on El Corte Inglés because every year they have a different theme or a different interactive video thing. So that's kind of cool to look at. And the decor.
El Corte Inglés is on Plaza Catalunya, just FYI.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Directions boy.
Yes.
And the decor inside El Nacional is my other top tip because it's amazing. I mean, I think El Nacional as a building is super interesting, has a very rich history and heritage, but the little pathway into it, it's just off Passage de Gracia, but the little pathway into it has all these little fairy lights on it all the time anyway. But when you get into the building itself, they just take so much time to decorate it in such a thoughtful way. And it's really worth going in and going all the way up to the back where the super interesting and cool toilets are, but walking up the stairs over them and looking down through the building. And it's free to go in if you want to stop and have a glass of cava or a piece of tapas or something. You can also do that, but please just take yourself a walk through it. It's very festive.
And while you're in there, you'll see the tallest bar in all of Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I am.
You
took me in there last year and I was quite impressed with it. Mm. Another recommendation that Angie has brought to my attention. So.
It feels like something out of a Christmas movie.
I agree. It's really nice. It's really impressive.
Okay. Now, this next thing, I am not a Christmas, well, I like Christmas when it starts December 1st. Like that's when I'm all up for the Christmas paraphernalia, with the exception of the lights, which I appreciate need to go on earlier. However, as a Scottish person, we don't actually celebrate Thanksgiving in Scotland.
And we do.
And you do in the part of the world that you're from.
Yes. Well, Thanksgiving is something that we enjoy. And because not the rest of the world does it, well, it's kind of difficult to find pecan pie and pumpkin pie.
If you're not a fan of 80s movies, you may not get that. But
yeah, something about that. So it's just hard to come by. So what we have done is we're putting a link and telling you a couple places that you could possibly find a Thanksgiving dinner or something similar to a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, weirdly, you can actually see some Thanksgiving action happening in the Irish bars, which I find quaint. There's also a place called Coco Vale Beer Hall, which celebrates with kind of, they call it what they describe as American-style events. I don't know if we can have the time to unpack that either, but it does include watching the parade. And then the other place that does a specific Thanksgiving dinner is Can Bo, which is a restaurant as part of the Grand Hotel Central. They do a fusion, which I also find interesting. It's a Catalan-American fusion, not necessarily two cultures that I would fuse together, but there you go. I guess we can all be thankful for that. But they have a set menu that I think is about 50 euros a head. My experience personally of Thanksgiving is planes, trains, and automobiles. So I will be mostly making inappropriate quotes from that movie the whole day. But those of you that will be celebrating it in the city, and if you're looking for either football,
yes,
that is not played by the foot, so I guess foot to handball, and the parade and any other foot related things, give us a shout, because I'm sure Alvaro will come and join you.
I will. And I will eat your pecan pie.
Pecan pie. Okay. So what are we wrapping this episode up with?
We are wrapping this episode up with Barcelona, the history of Barcelona, and a free place that we can go learn about Barcelona's troubling history.
Yeah.
Can I say troubling? What complicated history, I'm going to say. So there is a place here in Barcelona that is a medieval building where, when it was built in 1390, they made a very expansive, long and wide, big room. And at the time, making a room that size was a symbol of power and was a symbol of money. And that's why sometimes you look at these old movies where you have these people that are eating turkey legs and they're all in a big room and they're yelling obscenities at each other and having a good time. But they're in a very large room, but that large room usually belonged to the castle, to the ruler. And he wanted to always remind them that you're in a room owned by me. And in this case, you have the same room, but it's this particular exhibit about Catalan history is going on in the same room or equivalent room that we have here in Barcelona. So it's Barcelona, our city, our archives. It has several things on display that are significant in Barcelona's history, something called the Green Book. And this is referred to when they talk about Catalan. And generally that, the State House here, also here in City Hall, this book is referred to because it kind of notes all of the different changes that have gone in here in Barcelona over the years, from a feudal system to naval, to having a navy, to having port, to having population, diversification in populations from the Muslims to the Jews. All this is tied into Barcelona's history and is on display at this exhibit. So I'm going to go. It's free. And the last day they're going to have it is on November 23rd of this month. And I'm going to go check it out. By the way, another interesting thing about this building, they say that this is where Christopher Columbus negotiated his three ships and his voyage with King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. I don't think that's true, but that's what they say.
Yeah, I think this entire exhibit sounds really interesting, actually. And it's one of the rare times that you can get into this building as well. So take advantage of it if you're in the city. If you don't know how to take advantage of something that's free while you're here, please let us know. We are experts at that. We will guide you through superiorly, and we will be checking it out ourselves. So waste no haste. And with that, our episode for November is done.
All right, y'all. Gobble, gobble. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you soon.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, that's what we say.
Okay. Ciao.